Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm he's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having the next two guests on the show. These are folks who've been on the show, members of my brain trust, who've been on the show individually before, but never together. And as you know, we're still celebrating Black History Month. We did a show on this last week with a couple of our brain trust members who are Black Americans, and we're doing it again today. Ulala Njinga is with us. She is CEO and senior marketing strategist at Yellowwood Group, which is a strategic marketing organization that helps small and mid-sized companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she's our good friend Olala. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you back. John Harrison's with us. John is a ordained minister and a certified financial planner, and he's been using both of those disciplines to help his clients put their financial business in order. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, and he's our good friend. John Harrison, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here, as always.
Good to have you back. Say hi to Olala.
Hi, Olala.
Hey, John.
John, Olala, thank you, and John, thank you both for being here. We're going to divert away a little bit from what you typically are here on the show to talk about, so we can talk a little bit about Black History Month. And so this segment, I want to talk about Black history. And Olala, I'm going to let ladies go first. As you were growing up, as you've become, you're an adult now, you're taking your place in the workforce, you've logged a few hours on planet Earth and in the marketplace. What are your thoughts about Black history?
Wow. We've come a long way. We've got some work to do, but we've certainly come a long way. I grew up in the 60s, in the late part of the 60s, and that was a turbulent time. From the late 60s to the early 70s, I like to think of that time as when Blacks were really trying to carve out their identity in the modern workplace. And so I watched my mom kind of meander through that and find her footing in environments that were predominantly white. And so a lot of my impression about Blacks in the workplace and what rights meant for Blacks were through the filter of watching my mom, who was raising me as a single parent at the time, mm-hmm. Coming through her and the struggles of that, and television.
So you feel as I heard someone say once, you feel like you're standing on her shoulders now.
In a lot of ways, I absolutely do, and it's changed a little bit this past decade. Obviously, business ownership has changed a lot of my life, and my mother and I have had extensive conversation about how she could have never imagined for herself
right.
the life that I have carved out for myself mm-hmm. today.
So when you think of Black history, you think of all the people who went before you, who had it tougher than you, and who made a contribution to allow you to do what you've done today.
I absolutely think of it that way.
Yeah.
I think it's the minimum thing they had it tougher. It just really doesn't pay homage.
It doesn't, and I agree with you. And I was using that. That wasn't intended to be. Yeah, you know how I meant that. And John Harrison, what about you?
I think some similar things, but I also think we're at perhaps what could be a watershed moment, so to speak, in Black history, because I think even the purpose of something like a Black History Month is changing, and probably for the better as I see it. I can remember being a young person, and the primary reason you had a Black History Month was to realize that there were, in fact, lots of Black people who made great contributions to the society, because you didn't mm-hmm. hear about them in school, they weren't in textbooks, you didn't know, and it was either always implicit and sometimes explicit that black people were sort of, you know, passive members of American society as mm-hmm. opposed to active contributors to it. And so you had something like a Black History Month to counter that idea. But now I think progress has been made in so many areas that the purpose of it even changed a little bit. Not so much to prove that, yes, there are black people who did great things, because I think any honest person now knows that there are just zillions of black people who have done great things. But that it is to be more of an exampleship thing, as you were saying, that, you know what, given the achievements that people have made, sometimes against very long odds, there's really no excuse for me not going out and doing something significant with my life.
So when you think of black history, it motivates you to even add more value. And I think that both of you, I congratulate you on outstanding perspectives on black American history, and not the least bit surprised by either one of you by that. Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about black presence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.